You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered on Iowa Public Radio, and I am joined by Catherine Goldner, who has been hunkered down in the Boston area today, and she's a native Iowan. Tell us about where you're from and what brings you to Boston.
Well, I'm from Iowa originally, and I went to the University of Iowa, and I think the public radio listeners have heard me with, I performed several times with Cedar Rapids Opera Theater and the Orchestra Iowa and University of Iowa Symphony. And I am an opera singer, so I've been working at the Metropolitan Opera in New York and came up to Boston to take my daughter on a tour of Tufts University today, which has obviously been canceled.
When did you arrive in Boston?
I came up from New York on the train last night, and my husband and daughter, well, I should tell you, we live in Salzburg, Austria, and my husband and daughter flew into the States last week because they were looking at three different universities, and tomorrow was the one, today was supposed to be tough. So we met up here in Newton, Massachusetts, which is a Boston suburb where my sister-in-law lives, and so we have spent the day in their house. We got a call on the landline about a little after 7 this morning, and it was the police. It was obviously a recorded call sent out to all residents saying the entire area was in lockdown. Stay indoors, keep your doors locked, and do not open to anyone other than a uniformed police officer. So we've been waiting by the radio for updates and waiting to find out when the lockdown will be lifted.
What have you been able to see, if anything, today?
Well, not much since we're inside. We're in, as I say, in Newton, which is right between Cambridge and Watertown, where the shootout and where the manhunt is going on. So we haven't seen anything because no one's allowed outside. There's very little traffic. I've seen a few delivery trucks maybe go by, but no one's walking out on the street, and I've seen very few private cars. Really, it's quiet. Everyone is really heeding the advice of the police and the request of the police to basically stay out of the way and stay inside.
As this lingers on hour after hour, does it make you feel more secure or less secure? Or how are you feeling right now? Angry? Frustrated?
Well, it actually makes me pretty secure. I mean, the police are doing a house-to-house search in Watertown. I mean, they're being extremely thorough. There are several updates from the mayor, from the governor, from the chief of police, and they warned citizens that there was to be a contained explosion of a house in Cambridge. They did not give us details, but they said it was for the safety of police officers. So, I mean, I can hypothesize that there were explosives or something there that they wanted to safely get rid of. We don't feel particularly threatened, but we are heeding police warnings and not going anywhere.
It's something that you can tell your opera cohorts about. And
I'm supposed to be get back on the train early tomorrow morning down to New York for a 12 o'clock rehearsal, and I've had at the Metropolitan Opera, and I had to give the rehearsal department a heads up that I may or may not be there depending on if traffic is allowed to run again or not, because at the moment there's no public transportation.
Well, thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon. Again, Catherine Goldner, who is in a suburb of Boston and until further notice is inside and waiting for further notice from the police department. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.